Edward Snowden, hero or traitor?
In May 2013, Edward Snowden disclosed classified information about mass surveillance programs being run in the US and the UK. It's been described as the biggest leak in US history. But how does it affect ordinary people?
The documents that Snowden revealed showed that the US and the UK have been spying on just about everyone, including world leaders. They've been doing this by trawling through the phone records, emails, and instant messages of millions of people.
So, why did Snowden decide to spill the beans? I don't want to live in a society that does these sorts of things, he explained. I do not want to live in a world where everything I do and say is recorded. That is not something I am willing to support or live under. These programs don't make us safer. They hurt our economy. They hurt our country. They limit our ability to speak, think, live, and be creative, he added.
The US government was quick to respond. The programs that Edward Snowden exposed were all legal, said Jill Rhodes, a former government intelligence official. Others condemned Snowden as a traitor.
The principal arguments in favor of mass surveillance are that it protects us from terrorists. However, as Snowden says, bathtub falls and police officers kill more Americans than terrorism. Yet, we've been asked to sacrifice our most sacred rights for fear of falling victim to it.
Another argument is, if you're doing nothing wrong, you've got nothing to fear. The problem with this is, who gets to define what doing wrong means? And even if you aren't doing anything wrong, you're still being watched and recorded. And one day, that information could be used against you, to blackmail you, to smear you, even to jail you.
The fact is that any collection of personal data is open to abuse. According to a report in the Daily Mail, dozens of police workers in the UK are investigated every year for obtaining confidential information from the Police National Computer, PNC, which has details of millions of crimes, suspects, and cars. Figures show that at least 29 officers faced disciplinary hearings in 2012 for using the information for personal use or for passing it on to rogue private investigators.
So, is Edward Snowden a hero who's defending our fundamental rights, or a traitor who sold us out to the bad guys?